Title: Autopan Rate Changes for Movement Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass movement in Ableton Live using one of the quickest tools for instant energy, Autopan. But we're not just slapping it on and calling it a day. The whole point of this lesson is rate changes over time, because that's what makes a loop feel arranged, like it's going somewhere, without adding extra drum hits or clutter. Here is the mindset. In DNB, static equals amateur. Not because everything has to be busy, but because the listener expects evolution. Autopan, when you automate the rate and treat it like part of the groove, gives you that rolling, forward motion that feels glued to the track. By the end, you'll have a simple movement system. 1. Your top bus gets section-based rate changes. 2. Your res or mid bass only gets movement in fills, not constantly. 3. Your risers and effects ramp from slow to fast into the drop. Let's set up like a real DNB session first. Set your tempo around 172 to 175 BPM. Then make sure your tracks are organized in a way that makes movement safe. You want a kick and snare track or group, which stays mostly mono and centered. You want a tops track, hats, rides, shakers, break tops. That's where stereo motion shines. You want a sub track, and that stays mono. Always. Then a mid or res bass layer, and finally an FX or risers track. Quick rule, Autopan is great on tops, atmospheres, and mid layers. It's usually a terrible idea on kick and sub. Now we'll build the core device chain on the tops track. On drums tops, add Ableton's Autopan. Make sure the rate is synced, not in hertz. That matters because we want musical divisions that lock to the grid. Starting settings, set amount around 20-35%. We're going for rolling, not seasick. Set rate to 1/8 as your home base. Set phase to 180 degrees for classic left-right motion. Set the shape to sine so it's smooth. Offset at 0 for now. Right after Autopan, add a utility. Optional, but useful. Set width to around 120-140%. Keep it subtle. This utility is also your safety checkpoint later, like when you want to quickly mono check, or rein in width if things get sketchy. Now the fun part. Automating the rate like it's part of the arrangement. Hit it to go into automation mode. On the tops track, choose Autopan, then rate. Think like a DJ and an arranger. You're telling the listener where you are in the track by how the movement behaves. Here's a practical DNB map you can copy. In the intro, like 16 bars, use a slower rate. Set it to 1/4. That gives you drift, atmosphere, and space. In the build, say 8 bars before the drop. Start increasing intensity. Over the first 4 bars of that build, ramp from 1/4 to 1/8. Over the last 4 bars, ramp from 1/8 to 1/16. In the drop, keep it stable most of the time. Stability is what makes it hit. So sit at 1/8 for the main groove. Then for fills, like bar 8 and bar 16, switch to 1/16 for 1 bar. Then snap back. In the break or halftime section, back it off again. 1/4 or even 1/2 can make the track breathe, and it sets up the next impact. Now, how you draw this automation changes the vibe. If you use stepped automation, it feels like a switch, more aggressive, like a DJ cutting to a new energy. If you use ramps, it feels like rising tension, like a riser built into your stereo motion. A pro move is combining both. Ramp up through the build, then do stepped switches for fills. Now, rate alone can already sound cool, but if you want it to feel professional and not messy, you pair rate with amount automation. Because here's the truth. The faster the rate, the less amount you usually need. And the slower the rate, the more amount you can get away with. So create another automation lane on the same tops track, Autopan amount. For the main drop groove, keep amount lower, like 15-25%. For fill bars, bump it up to 35-55%. In breakdowns, where drums are sparse, you can push 40-60% and it won't fight the groove. That's the DNB logic. Keep the meat stable, let the edges dance. Now let's talk about low-end safety, because this is where people ruin their punch. Do not autopan your sub or your kick. Period. Even if you can't immediately hear the problem, it will show up as weak impact, weird mono compatibility, and a mix that collapses on club systems. If you want the clean, pro way to get motion without hollowing out your core, use parallel movement. On your tops track, add an auto effect rack. Create 2 chains, one called dry and one called move. Dry is untouched, it's your punch and center. On the move chain, add auto pan, and you can be more extreme here. Amount 40-70% is fine, because we're blending it in quietly. Then add EQ8 after it, and high pass it around 200-400 Hz so only the highs are really moving. Now blend the chains, Keep dry at 0 dB and bring the move chain in around minus 10 to minus 18 dB, depending on taste. This is the secret sauce. You get stereo excitement, but the core groove stays solid and centered. Now let's do the Reese or mid-bass movement without messing the sub. On your mid or Reese track, at EQ 8 before auto pan, high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz. We're keeping the sub fundamentals stable. Then add auto pan. Keep the subtle amount around 10 to 20%. Rate 1/8 or 1/16 depending on how busy the bass rhythm is. Phase, try 90 degrees if 180 feels too wide. 90 is often the sweet spot for movement that doesn't scream panning effect. Automation-wise, don't have it moving constantly. Make it earn its moment. In the pre-drop, ramp the rate from 1/8 to 1/16. On an end-of-phrase fill, you can do a quick jump to 1/32 for have a bar, then immediately back to your home rate. This gives the listener the feeling that the bass is mutating, but the weight stays planted. Now, if you want a more jungle-leaning vibe, do rate flips that feel rhythmic, not random. For example, you're on 1/8 most of the time, then for one bar you switch to 1/8 triplet, then maybe a bar of 1/16 for a fill, then back home. This kind of triplet spice on break tops or ghost percussion can sound insanely alive, especially if the rest of the pattern stays familiar. Next, performance control. Because drawing automation is cool, but recording it like an instrument is even better. Put auto pan inside an audio effect rack and map rate to macro 1 and amount to macro 2. Enable automation arm, hit play, and perform the movement. You can DJ your rate. 1/4 in the intro, 1/8 into the groove, 1/16 in fills, and reserve 1/32 for those big structural moments like end of 16 bars, pre-drop, or switch-ups. Now, extra coach notes that will save you headaches. First, rate changes can click if they happen mid-cycle. If a stepped rate switch feels jerky, move the change to a clean timing point. Put it right on a transient, like the snare, or exactly at the bar line. And here's a slick trick. Dip amount down very briefly, like for a 16th or an 8th note, right before the rate switch, then bring it back. You keep the hype, but hide the discontinuity. Second, offset is more powerful than people think. If your hats feel like they're fighting the beat, tiny offset tweaks can lock the left-right extremes to moments that support the groove. For example, you might want the strongest left push just before the snare, and the strongest right push just after. That can make the same automation feel intentional, like it was composed. Third, automate phase as a width intensity control. You don't have to live at 180 degrees. In dense sections, try phase around 60 to 90 degrees. It stays safer and tighter. Then in fills, open it up to 160 or 180. A lot of times that sounds cleaner than just cranking amount. Fourth, don't just look at width. Watch mono compatibility. If you have a correlation meter, use it. If not, do the simple check. Put utility on your master and set width to zero temporarily. If your hats vanish or the groove loses its sparkle, you're pushing too hard. Reduce amount or filter more low mids out of the moving chain. Now a couple advanced ideas if you want to go beyond the basics. You can create controlled tension with polyrhythmic movement. Keep your hats straight, but set auto pan rate to something like 1/8 triplet for two bars, then snap back to 1/8. It creates a longer movement cycle that feels like the track is bending, without adding any extra notes. You can also do call and response movement with two chains. One chain is your steady 1/8 with low amount. The other chain is 1/16 with higher amount and a bandpass EQ. Then you automate chain volume so the steady chain dominates the groove, and the faster chain answers in the last half bar. Suddenly the movement has phrasing. And here's a super clean trick for punch. Sidechain the moving layers level. On your move chain, after auto pan, add a compressor with sidechain from the snare. Fast attack, medium release. Every time the snare hits, the moving layer ducks slightly, so the center impact stays strong, and the motion blooms in the gaps. Let's wrap with a quick practice exercise you can actually do today. Create a 32-bar DNB loop. Basic two-step drums, snare on 2 and 4, kick around 1 and then end of 2, and a rolling 1/16 hat pattern with some swing. On tops, add auto pan and utility like we set up. Automate rate over 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16 at 1/4. Bars 17 to 24 ramp from 1/4 to 1/8. Bars 25 to 32 mostly 1/8, but switch to 1/16 on bar 28 and bar 32. Automate amount, 15 to 25% for the main groove, 40 to 55% on bars 28 and 32. Then export a quick stereo bounce and do a quick mono check with utility width at 0 on the master. Ask yourself, does the groove stay punchy? Do the fills feel more exciting without sounding messy? Do any hats disappear in mono? Final recap to lock it in. Auto pan becomes musical in DNB when you automate rate with arrangement intent. Keep kick and sub stable and mono, and focus movement on tops, atmospheres, and mid-bass layers. For pro results, use parallel movement with filtering, so only the bright band is really dancing, and treat rate and amount like one gesture. Faster usually means less depth, slower can handle more. If you tell me what kind of DNB you're making, like roller, jump up, tech step, jungle, and what's inside your tops boss, I can suggest a tight band pass range and a specific 16-bar movement arc that'll fit your sound.